Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome all. It is a great pleasure to be here with everyone today. And I greet every one of you in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yehoshua HaMashiach. It is April the 3rd, 2021. And folks, we are living in trying times. Welcome 780 and 111. We are living in perilous times. I just want to jump into all of this. There is so much happening in our world today. I know I haven't been on in a while. A lot have been happening. I've been away for 3.5 months to heal from this 2020 ordeal, from this double thyroid surgery that I had. And the enemy, folks, is as a roaring lion. He's seeking and searching and plundering and just destroying everyone who he can destroy. And I know what the enemy meant for bad. It's, you know, God turned it around for good. I cannot speak for too long, for more, you know, like for half hour going on, my throat just starts seizing up on me. But God is good, and he has been holding me up and sustaining me. So many times I try to go on, and I just pray for that half hour to finish so my I don't choke on myself. I don't know. My voice should have been back already, or so the doctors say. During the surgeries that I had from this thyroid, you know, there was one setback to the other. I woke up with the second surgery, hardly can just barely whisper. But like I said, God is good, and the enemy will try to silence us any way we can, any way he can. But there's no greater power than our God. Our God is good. So today I just want to talk a little bit about gene editing and finding the God particle. There is so much that the enemy has planned for us. I just want to talk a little bit, first of all, on Agenda 21, and what does Agenda 21 mean and for the globalists, for the elite, for the powers that should not be? Well, I put a little bit of an excerpt in here. In the 1990s, the United Nations drafted Agenda 21. Their plan for defeating climate change, which is just an excuse for bringing in the New World Order, bringing in their agenda, their excuse for cleansing the earth, so to speak, for destroying millions of people. In 2015, the Agenda 21 was rebranded by the socialists into Agenda 30. But folks, neither had anything to do with the global warming, and everything to do with using it to reshape our political world. I'm just reading, you know, from an article here as to what Agenda 21/Agenda 30 means. Starting last year, the push for the Agenda 30 wasn't just about climate change, folks, but about fighting future global pandemics as well. It's all planned. It's all planned by the enemy since in the Garden of Eden. It's not new, folks. Whatever is happening in our world is not new, and we have to try with all our heart, soul, and mind to endure by using our by using our own mindset in the name of Yeshua. You know, the Word of God tells us that the just shall live by faith, and it's impossible to please God without faith. So, but about fighting future global pandemics as well. So in October of 2019, some of the world's most powerful businesses and political leaders met to discuss how to prepare for such a crisis. Pandemics. They're planning these pandemics, folks. It didn't just happen. And now we have the coronavirus. This is, I'm just reading from this article, outbreak reaching every corner of the world, and this is what the enemy wants. The enemy wants to reach every single living soul upon this earth. In what it is, this pandemic is touching everyone in one way or the other. And it's becoming clearer every day that the socialists are going to use this pandemic to achieve their agenda, their ultimate goal, global control. So I remember one morning I woke up and I just heard in the spirit, order out of chaos. And I know that this is, you know, this is the Lord's doing. And also I heard in the spirit the Hegelian dialectic, meaning that they create the problem, and they come in with the solution. Folks, as I was just suffering last year, May, when I had the second surgery, I was so scared, and at night I just really couldn't sleep. So all I was doing is just speaking to the Lord in my heart on where I was lying on the bed. I was just crying and talking to God and just wishing and praying that this whole ordeal will be over and that I will be back to myself again. But as I pray and I seek the Lord, you know, the Lord was revealing so much to me. And I was just asking the Lord, Lord, just show me what I need to do. Show me how I need to walk in you. Open my eyes to see the things that you desire for me to see, things that I would not normally know or see. And the Lord just showed me a key. And I didn't know what that was about or what the key was about. And it's like in the spirit I was handed this key, and I took the key. I wasn't sleeping or anything. It was, and I was told that the key is my faith. So, folks, the key to all this drama of life, all what's happening in our world, the key is our faith in the Most High God to be able to keep us from this peril that's happening. The vaccine that has been implicated into this whole coronavirus drama is, I'm not saying the coronavirus is fake. I'm not saying it's a lie. I believe it's real. But it is not as they are making it out to be. I don't believe it's what they're making it out to be. I believe they're just elevating the whole thing just to bring in this agenda, and just to bring in the vaccine. And we know that the vaccine is created to work with our DNA and to manipulate. If the virus comes into our body to fight the virus or to manipulate our DNA into just render, it's just wrong. And folks, the Lord God created our DNA. It's unique to each and every single one of us. And before, let me just segue a little backwards. Before I even, you know, this all this vaccine came into play, and we knew what the vaccine was all about and how it worked in our body. The Lord was just revealing to me about, that's in May. This is in May of 2020. The Lord revealed to me so much, and I just wrote down everything when I got up the next morning, about the God particle. The God particle is linked to our genes, and this is what the enemy is doing. The enemy is just such a liar, and he's using his children. You know, Yeshua said that, he planted the seed in the garden in the world, and then the enemy come and he plant his own seed among us, and it's called the wheat and the tares. So the children of God are the wheat, and the children of the wicked one are the tares, and we have tares living among us, and they are the children of the wicked one, and they come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, and they're growing among us. And they're doing the work of their father, the devil. But with you and I, we have the key, which is our faith in Yahushua. And that key is the door to everlasting life, the door to the Father. That key is that truth, the faith that we have in the truth, in Yeshua. And no one can take that away from us. So, in the May of 2020, as I was like literally suffering with my own health problems, and just trying to get a grasp as to what's going on with this pandemic, the Lord revealed to me about, I don't know, I didn't understand why the Lord was showing me about the God particle and our gene. I didn't know what it was all about and why the Lord was showing me until the vaccine came out. And so so the Lord was just showing me some things about our separation from life, from Him. So our separation from life, from the life force. I'm just going to explain a little bit how the Lord showed me why the enemy is after our gene, why the enemy is after messing with our gene. Actually, the enemy... Lord showed me how the enemy have been trying to find the God particle for a very long time. If you ever heard about the Large Hadron Collider that was created in Switzerland to go into space to find the God particle, they went into space to look for the beginning of life or the God particles, so to speak. They can't find it. So they've been messing with man's genes from a very, very long time, creating test tube babies and all that, and messing with our genes through animal genetics, merging animals with human and so forth. And we heard about the technology CRISPR to manipulate our genes, our DNA, to help to cure diseases, or so they say. And this CRISPR technology that they're using to quote unquote help us to create, to destroy or to heal our bodies, be created in Switzerland too. So a lot of things are happening in Switzerland. But anyway, the Father was showing me that our separation from the life force from which we were created caused a chain reaction. Do you know we break the commandments of the Most High God. We disobeyed His law. And that caused a separation from the Most High, from the beginning, from in the Garden of Eden. And because we disobeyed, that's what I'm looking for, because we disobeyed the Most High God, we disobeyed his laws, we disobeyed his commandments, and because of our doubt in the Most High God, because of our questioning him, because we add to his word and we take away from him, from his word, there's a separation from God. But he didn't just cast us away. He put on flesh and he came here and he gave us a second chance. But the enemy doesn't want that. The enemy doesn't want that. The enemy doesn't want us to go back into heaven. The enemy doesn't want us to get back to the Father. He wants us destroyed because he knows that his time is short. So the Father showed me that our separation from the life force from which we were created caused a chain reaction to take place within man. The spirit of man's sin, which caused our soul to become asleep, numb, and in some cases dead. And then the body's genes or DNA becomes confused or outdated or cut off from that living, from that life force, from the living voice of Almighty God. Folks, our genes become warped or muted, out of order with the Most High God. Our genes become outdated, out of order with the God particle within us. You know, the Bible tells us that in John chapter 1 that he is the light, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who is God in the flesh. God is the light, Jesus Christ, Yeshua is the light that light every man that come into the world. He is the light inside of us. I remember the Lord said to me, he said, he's going to send me on a journey in the flesh. And when I get there, I will not remember my former estate. But he put the light inside of me, and if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. Not just me, but all of us. And that light is that connection, that God particle in each and every one of us, that God in us. The Bible also tells us that we must have the mind of Christ. And how do we have the mind of Christ? Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach said, you know, when we love him and keep his commandments, he will come. Him and the Father will come, and he will come in us, and he will have his abode in us. They will take up residence in our heart. And so that's the God particle in us. That's linked to our DNA. But because of sin, we are separated from the Most High God. But if we abide not still in unbelief, if we abide not still in sin, we will be grafted back in and we will be connected back to God, to the God particle, to the light inside of us. And that's what the enemy is after. He is after that light in us, that God particle inside of each and every single one of us. But the enemy has become such a raging lunatic now that he actually thinks that he can get to that light, to that DNA in us, that link to the God particle in us, to destroy our connection to the Most High God. And this is his final straw. Messing with our DNA, messing with that connection that we have to the Most High God. But that light in us, the enemy cannot get his hand on the light in us. He cannot get his hand on that connection, that life force that we have in us, because it's spirit and it's truth and it's the Most High God. And that's what he doesn't understand, that yes, the DNA in us, our DNA is linked to that voice, that commanding voice, that word, of, which is the word of God. The Bible tells us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And that word was made flesh. So that's the same word that goes out into the universe and created. The Bible tells us that the Lord God said, let there be light, and there was light. So that's that same command, that's that same word that lives inside of us, that have that connection to our DNA, to our mind, to our soul inside of us. And it's not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing, it's a spirit that's connected to our physique, to our DNA. And each strand of DNA is unique, and the enemy is trying to, has been trying to destroy that, but the enemy cannot destroy it, because God is spirit, and for him that's inside of us, the enemy cannot touch that. And I think the enemy kind of knows that, but in a sense he's deluding himself into thinking that he can get his hand on that, on the God particle. And folks, if the enemy cannot get his hand on that God particle, on that inside of us, then he sure as hell will not allow us to get in alignment, to be connected to the Most High God. He will try to destroy that inside of us. So now he's going after our genes. He's going after the DNA in us. So then the body's genes or DNA becomes confused or outdated or cut off from the life force or living God. And this is what the enemy is doing. I've heard, I don't know how true this is, but this woman took the vaccine and she said, God is gone from me. I feel hollow. I feel empty. I feel as if that everything that I knew about God is just gone from me. So what is this vaccine doing to us? Sometimes, we know that a lot of medicine have been created to help man, and that's fine. And years after, it comes out that this vaccine or this medicine is hurting, it's causing harm to the body, to the mind of individuals. Look at the babies who's receiving these vaccines. Many of them, can't even speak, can't even walk, because medicine can do that to the body, to the mind. And so medicine have been created to do a lot of good, but the enemy is using it in these last days to do a lot of bad, to do a lot of evil. So because the enemy is after, that this is what the Lord was showing me, is after the God particle, and that's through messing with our DNA. When we sin against the Most High God, we become separated. But folks, we have the blood of Yeshua flowing inside of us. And once we, as long as we believe in the Most High God, as long as we hold on to our faith in him and trust in him, that he is able to deliver us from everything that is happening, the enemy cannot touch us. So the Lord was showing me, when we become separated from him, we are cut off from that life, from the living voice, from the life force of Almighty God. Our genes become warped, being separated from God in us, the God particle, thus becoming disconnected from God. And this disconnect from God causes sin, sickness, diseases, confusion, hate, strife, and all kind of upheaval in our world. A good example of how that God particle inside of us, the DNA that's unique to each and every single one of us, that link us to the Word of God in us, is Lazarus. The moment we are reconnected to the Most High God, Yeshua, by faith, our spirit, soul, body, and mine are reactivated by the life force of the living God, by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. When Lazarus was dead for 4 days, he should have already gone through rigor mortis. He should have already started to decay. But what happened? Yeshua cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus's DNA, his every strand of tissue and nerve in his body becomes reactivated, alive again by the word of God, by the spirit of the living God. And Lazarus got up and came out of the tomb. This is what the enemy is after. Now, because we are living in the last days and he knows that his time is short, he is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Folks, what our spirit believes, the body follows, and that's our genes. The God particle sends the signal throughout the body, enabling the body to be healed because we believe in the living word of God. In these days that we are living, we have to live by faith in the living God. Faith is the lifeline or key through Yehoshua connecting us to God and the Father. The Bible tells us that it's impossible to please God without faith in him. We have to have faith in him in order for us to be able to continue on this journey back to him. Folks, no amount of vaccine that you could pump in our body can help us. No amount of vaccine that we pump in our body can deliver us from this virus or any other sickness or any other diseases. The blood of Yeshua is the only vaccine that we need in this dark, dark world that we're living in. And if we are going to see God again, if we are going to see Yeshua, if we're going to see his face, we're going to have to start to trust him. We're going to have to start pleasing him and walking in him and walking by faith and not by sight. We have to walk by faith in him, look at everything that's happening in the world and every wind of doctrine, everything we hear, we become afraid. We can't be afraid of the things that are in the world when we have the Lord, our God, us. When Peter saw Yeshua walking on the water in the dark, he was afraid. He thought it was a ghost or a spirit. And the Lord, he said, "Lord, if that's you, bid me come." And the Lord said, "Come." And Peter walked, stepped out off the ship and out onto the water. And he was walking and he looked and he saw the sea was boisterous. The sea is symbolic of nations and tongues. And when he saw the water boisterous, he became afraid and he started to sink. And the Lord stretched forth, he cried out, "Lord, help me." And the Lord stretched forth his hand and took Peter's hand. And he said, "Why did you doubt?" Folks, why are we doubting God? Why are we doubting that he's able to deliver us from anything? Why are we doubting that he's able to save us from this coronavirus or from anything else? We see the whole world sinking around us, so many deaths, so many panicking, so many just listening to the voices on TV and Dr. Fauci and everyone else telling him, do that. But we're not reading the word of God and we're not listening to him. We see, it seems like we are sinking. because we're looking and we're hearing all the things that they're telling us about this coronavirus. But why are you doubting the ableness of God to deliver us and to save us and to keep us? Why are we doubting? We have to have faith in Him. We have to trust Him. I'm going to continue on because there is more on this God particle and gene editing and what the enemy is doing. Folks, I just want to say thank you for all of you for listening and for tuning in. We're in this together, and like the Word of God said, the just shall live by faith. And I have to get off because I'm literally struggling to literally get the words out of my mouth. And this is, you know, what the enemy is doing. I remember I had a dream, and in the dream, I was told, Satan wants to destroy you. There was a man in the dream, and he said, Satan wants to destroy you. And I said, Satan can't destroy me because he has no power over me. And I had so many other dreams where men are running me and just chasing me with machete. They say, we are here to kill you because you're causing too much trouble. Folks, when we speak out the truth, when we trust in the Most High God and Him only, the enemy doesn't like that, and he will seek to destroy us in any way, shape, or form. And he's trying to silence us. When I was in the hospital and I couldn't, when the doctor told me that he accidentally cut the nerve to my voice box, and I could just barely whisper. I had to learn to speak my husband's name over again, and I had to learn to speak my children's name over again. I couldn't say a word that starts with a vowel. And it was the most scariest time of my life. And I'm still, struggling to speak for long duration of time. And as I lay on the bed there, really scared, no one can come see me because of the pandemic. And I spent 7 days in the hospital, and the second time and the first time, 7 days in the hospital in February of 2020 and 7 days of May of 2020. And I heard in the spirit, you have been defeated. And, it took me a while to catch myself, and I said, I know who you are. You get thee behind me, Satan. You're an offense to me, and you're an offense to the Most High God. I said, I am not defeated. I am victorious in Yeshua, who died, who came here and died for me. I am victorious in Him. I am not defeated. Get thee behind me. You're a liar. And so the enemy is here to stop any one of us who have just the smallest voice. I know my voice is not a big voice. It's not one of those big shots out there speaking, but it's a little voice in the wilderness. And I'm here to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ to hold on to the Lord. Have faith in Him, Him only. It is appointed unto man once to die, and I know that I am going to die someday. We all are, but I will be damned if I die from taking a vaccine. And I'm waiting on the Lord. And I my prayer is every day, I said, Lord, I will live and not die. I will live to see the coming of the Lord in the sky. And I pray that for each and every one of my brothers and sisters in Christ. So, folks, area code 201 and area code 780, love you all in Christ. And I pray that each and every single one of us will hold on to our faith in the Most High God and just trust Him to see us through these dark days. Love you all, and good night. I will continue this message. So tune in.